Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. So, here's the deal. I'll help you if you help me. We need to stop others from doing us wrong. And I'll help you if you'll help me. The way our culture is, our society, the people, things have changed so quickly. It was not long ago that we were all in separate tribes and we didn't trust the other tribes and we had conflicts with the other tribes, and then we have nation states. So the USA was formed, the French had their revolution, so the modern age, the democracies, and then the conflicts from Marxism, violent takeover, and the violent takeover plans of the religions. It's always been world conquest, somebody trying to take over the world. We have the internet now, and we have jet planes, so we can, it's all one world. And so things are not like they used to be, and they're not ever going to be like they used to be. I have this website that people can listen to worldwide. They can use software to translate it. It's available for everyone. And that's what it's for. This, The Way of Fairness, I just explained it. I'll help you if you'll help me stop others from being unfair to us. I can't do it alone, and you can't do it alone. Our religions aren't going to do it. They cause more wars, more conflicts with each other, because Islam wants to take over, but then Christianity wants to take over, but then Judaism wants to take over, and so on. So, the religions have the idea of this God, the Western religions that I just talked about. I grew up in the Christian religion, in the LDS Christian religion. Now I'm atheist, but I'm a spiritual atheist. What I mean by that is I'm aware that all of our minds are connected. We're all one. All of reality is one reality, and it has all power. And that's what I serve, the all. Because it's one thing, and that's what we're within, but we're not acting like it. We're fighting against each other. So there's Satan fighting against God in this religion. It's really crazy. It's absurd. So they use this tactic of we have this enemy we have to fight against, so it unifies our group, because the other group's out to kill us. So that's how rulers create unity. So that's what happened with Satan. So if you'll surrender to me, then I'll protect you from Satan. Well, guess who's saying that? Satan is. You know what I mean? So here's the big secret. Jesus is Satan. So you ask Jesus to protect you from Satan. It's crazy. So they have these exorcisms, because people are like rebelling against the absurdity of this. Then there's this aspect of our own personality that wants out, because it's smarter than the religion. It's smarter than the hoaxsters that are in the religion, that are controlling us with all these lies that if we don't say the right words in the right way, that we're going to burn in hell. So we rebel, and so they fight against the child that rebels, and that's the demon. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the demon is just like something that's trying to set you free from the religion that's your own self. Okay, now let's look at, that's a possibility. Now let's look at the other possibility, that there's some other, say it's an alien. We can't see it. It's an invisible ghost or something. Just, we call it a spirit or something. And it's trying to rule us. It's trying to be God over us. So there's this ghost involved in the religion. I had this dream where I was afraid, and they said, it's Jesus. And I asked him in the dream, why am I so afraid? And they said, well, it's like he's a ghost. Or I figured out, it's because he's a ghost. I'm afraid of him. He's a ghost. And I've had other religions where Jesus is working with Satan together to control me. That Jesus said, I'm the Lord, I'm here now, you have to surrender to me. No, I don't, and I'm not going to. So that being has been defeated in my life. And where it's at right now is the people have fear of Satan. So there are people controlling others with fear of Satan. And the way that plays out in my life is like voodoo or witchcraft or shamanism or Christianity, some form of God or Satan or some power from something invisible that we can't see. People are using these spells, these curses, these prayers for their victory of their religion. And so what happens in my life is, say for example, I can't find my key. And then their network knows, because this being knows what everybody's thinking, apparently. Or this group of beings. Maybe they're like the Borg on Star Trek. And they know what we're all doing. They know what every human is doing and what every human is thinking. Maybe that's how this is. And they're just letting things take their course. Everybody's free to make their own choices, including them. And we're just all trying to get ahead. I don't want to say get ahead of who, you know. That's the problem. We're trying to get ahead of other people. We're trying to find whatever it is we're trying to find. We're trying to do whatever we're trying to do. Take over the world or unify the world. I'm trying to get everybody to unite together to stop unfairness. That's what I'm doing. And all these beings are welcomes. All they got to do is agree to be fair. They're forgiven. So what you're, the Satan, the God, the Jesus, the Allah, the Fred Flintstone, the imaginary whatever, the Easter Bunny, or anything that's actually real, Everyone's invited to agree to be fair to everyone and protect each other from unfairness, and we will do the same for you. We will stop anyone, anywhere, anything, anywhere from being unfair to you. Because we want everyone, everywhere included in this. So this unifies the totality. And the idea is that there's one totality, one all, and it has all power. And I don't care if it had a brain in the first place, God the Creator, or whether it was as dumb as a box of rocks and didn't have a mind or a will. I don't care which, or anywhere in between. I don't really care. that's not what is important. I'm focusing on creating fairness for everyone. Okay, so there's a fact. I think there's a fact to how the universe came into being and how humans came into being from the universe. I like science, and I believe in evolution, and I believe that the Big Bang expansion happened. And the evidence is that it did this without a creator. We can't see the creator, but we can see the evidence of the Big Bang. We can't see the creator, but we can see the DNA and how it operates in the cells and how life is an ongoing process of evolution. We can see how that works, but we can't see the creator making life forms. Okay, so maybe there is. You know what I mean? There's a fact to this, and I accept the facts to this. Okay, so right now, there's this fight going on. There are people that are very afraid of Satan. I was one of them when I was a kid. That's how they controlled me into the church. If you don't go back to church, Satan will get you. So I couldn't remember where my key was, and then I have something bugging my mind, like a group of gaslighters, gang stalkers, tormenting me, and I can't remember. And then finally I clear them all out of my head, all the fears, I dispel them, I let them know that anyone, anywhere that's doing wrong to me, I'm going to hurt you, so leave me alone. Quit bugging me. Shut up and get out of my head. And I got some quietness in my mind, and I remembered where the key is. Because I've moved it to a new place, and I couldn't remember. So when they're bugging me, I can't remember. I can't function properly. I'm in a state of fear, so they're interfering with my ability to do things. I'm not capable of doing things when I'm under attack. So that's part of their tactics, is to get people under attack and in a state of fear so that they reduce our capabilities. So, because we now live in this world where all these different tribes are becoming one tribe, see, Black Elk had a vision of this happening, and it's a good thing. All the tribes are going to become one tribe. And I've had visions and dreams along those same lines. When I read Black Elk Speaks and he's talking about his visions, I have same kind of dreams. I have dreams and they really come true, just like Black Elk did. There's a lot of us. I'm not a prophet. See, people had the ability for precognition and they turned it into some absurd God religious thing. And only Moses could have vision, and the other dreamers would be stoned to death for being false prophets. Only Moses has the word of God. And that's just one example. See, you can't just blame the Jewish religion, because it's all the religions are guilty where they're guilty, and they're innocent where they're innocent. So we need to make all the religions innocent. We need to stop doing wrong to others. Religions need to. Governments need to. Individuals need to. Alliances need to. We have corporations that are making it very easy for the people on the inside in the power scheme to rule the world. They're ruling the world with money. money is power. And with the power of the court systems and the power of the governments. And the French Revolution happened, Karl Marx happened, because of the rich, wealthy oligarchy, autocrats taking over. And so people united through Marxism, violent takeover. And we know what ended up with that. Putin. That's what we ended up from that. Putin in a war against Ukraine. It's a violent takeover. And the Web Fairness would establish an agreement from all these power players in the world that they'll agree to be fair to others, and then we're going to be fair to them, and they're born into this insanity, so we're going to let everybody off the hook. And we can do it because the whole world can unite together with the internet through all the religions and all the governments. And we can all become friends now. All one family of human, the human family, and we'll all be fair to each other, and all of us will do Ho'oponopono, however you say that. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So, see, we did the other people wrong with our thoughts and with our actions. We were thinking stuff about them. And so they try to take over the world so that they don't have someone else take over their world. So they're using spiritual powers, and they're the Christian preachers telling his people there's witches in his church, and they're using these occult powers, and they're having dreams of the future, and they're hiding people's keys from them. Ha ha. So I noticed this mind power ability with the people that are using amphetamines, crack and speed, crystal meth, and they have access parts of their mind that enable them to, they have an alliance, and it's not just the people using drugs, it's the people using ritual magic, and they're trying to get their network of mind power, their God, their Satan, to win this fight for them. So they're trying to scare me into thinking that I need to give up because there's witches causing me trouble, so I need to give up. Or Jesus is causing me trouble, so I need to give up. Or Satan's causing me trouble, so I need to give up. Or somebody's causing me trouble, so I need to give up to somebody. No, they need to quit trying to control me. They need to stop being unfair to me and to us. And our unity together, we can stop them. So once the people who are doing us wrong, because we're born into this, I've been doing people wrong that are different, they're not my kind of people, they're a different country or whatever, so I'm doing them wrong through being an American or whatever, or I'm thinking wrong things about them. So all of us need to stop thinking wrongly about each other and doing wrong to each other. And we're all one people, so this, you can separate it into corporate CEOs that are the most disgusting, vile, greedy creatures on planet Earth, or corrupt attorneys, or just corrupt government, or corrupt religion. It's all the same corruption. It's all the same unfairness. And so that's the problem. So we all need to become one people now, instead of many different tribes. We're all one tribe. We're all humans. And we need to all treat each other fairly. and stop doing wrong to each other. So once a person, doesn't matter what they've been doing to us in the past, if they'll stop and they'll agree to be fair to us, they're totally forgiven, they're honored, because we understand they were born into this insanity just like us. So we can make it happen right now. Join us, The Way of Fairness.